بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وتزوج منهم أخرى فلبث عنهم إبراهيم ما شاء الله. ميستلين دسلين في حديث of how Mecca Sharif became inhabited. We read previously where Ibrahim Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam married a lady from the people of Jurhum. And then after some time Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, his father came and visited them, and she complained about the condition that they are having, tough conditions, they are having difficult time. So he saw that she is not making shukr and that she is complaining, and this is a bad habit, and this will have an effect on her husband also and on her children also. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam left a message, which was an indication that he should divorce her and separate from her. We read till there where he divorced her and separated from her. After that, وَتَزَوَّجَ مِنْهُمْ أُخْرَى. Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam married another woman from the same tribe, the tribe of Jurhum. فَلَبِثَ عَنْهُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam stayed away from them as long as Allah Ta'ala wanted to. That is, he was on his mission of tabligh, spreading the word of Allah Ta'ala everywhere, and from time to time he should come and see to them and their needs as well. ثم أتاهم بعد, then after some time he came and he visited them again. فلم يجده, and he did not find Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam at home again. He did not find him in Makkah Sharif around there. فَدَخَلَ عَلَىٰ إِمْرَأَتِهِ فَسَأَلَ عَنْهُ. Then he went to the house and to the house of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, and he inquired about Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, the husband, where is he? فَقَالَتْ خَرَجَ يَبْتَغِي لَنَا. Then she said that he's gone out to find food for us. That was the common way of finding food, that they should go and hunt, etc. There weren't shops, etc., like butcher shops. They should go and hunt themselves and bring food home. قال كيف أنتم. And then he asked, and how are you people living? How are you passing your days? فَوَسَعَلَهَا عَنْ عَيْشِهِمْ وَهَيْئَتِهِمْ. And he asked her about their lives and their condition. How are their lives passing? What is their condition? فَقَالَتْ نَحْنُ بِخَيْرٍ وَسَعَاتٍ. She said that we are, alhamdulillah, very well, we are well, and we have sufficient. She was one that made shukr and made sabr on her condition, and she was happy with what she had. وَأَثْنَتْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. And she praised Allah Ta'ala for that, making shukr to Allah Ta'ala. فَقَالْ مَا سَعَامُكُمْ. Then he asked, what is your food? Normally, what do you eat? قَالَتْ اللَّحَمْ. She said that we eat meat normally. That is our food. قَالَ فَمَا شَرَابُكُمْ. And then what do you drink? What do you have to drink? قَالَتْ الْمَا. She said water. قَالَ اللَّهُمَّ بَارِكْ لَهُمْ فِي اللَّحَمْ وَالْمَا. Then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made dua for them and said that, oh Allah, give them barakat in their meat and in their water. The food that they normally have, oh Allah, give them barakat in there. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said then with regard to this, ولم يكن لهم يومئذ حب. And on that day they did not have any grain also. So therefore she only mentioned meat and water, and the grain there wasn't, but she did not complain about it. And she did not express that we haven't got wheat, we haven't got grain, etc. She was content. وَلَوْ كَانَ لَهُمْ دَعَى لَهُمْ فِيهِ. And had they had grain, wheat also, then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam should have made dua for them in that also, that Allah gives them barakah. And of course the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, how readily it was accepted by Allah Ta'ala, and how much of good came to them with regard to that. And the ayat of the Quran Sharif where Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam made dua for the people of Makkah, and till today we see every moment of every day of the year people are just flocking to Makkah Sharif, and it is now so well inhabited. Qal, then further, نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم سيد فهما لا يخلو عليهما أحد بغير مكة إلا لم يوافقاه. These are two things, meat and water. That these two things, only the people of Mecca can survive on that. Otherwise, if any other people try and survive on that, it will have an adverse effect on their health. Because other things are also necessary. But since the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that Allah give them barakat in their meat and in their water, so they can suffice only on these two things. But if other people try and suffice only on that, and they don't have grain, etc., then it will have an adverse effect on their health. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ, and in another narration, this similar instance is mentioned. فَقَالَ أَيْنَ إِسْمَعِيلِ, when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam came to the house and he asked, where is Ismail? He did not make it known that it's his son, I'm his father. He just asked, where is Ismail? فَقَالَتْ إِمْرَأَتُهُ ذَهَبَ يَصِيدِ, then Ismail alayhi salam's wife said, he's gone to hunt. فَقَالَتْ إِمْرَأَتُهُ, then his daughter-in-law, who did not know it's my father-in-law, but she said to him, أَلَا تَنْزِلْ, don't you come into the house and have فَتَطْعَمَ وَتَشْرَبْ, and have something to eat, which is hospitality, which should be there. If somebody comes to our door, we should invite them in, and we should invite them for food, etc. Of course, keeping the rules of parda, etc. in place also. At that time, there wasn't perhaps the laws of parda, etc., but all the time, modesty was a very great thing, and it existed at all times. قال وما تعامكم وما شرابكم, and then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam asked, what is your food and what do you drink? قال تعامنا اللحم وشرابنا الماء, she said that what we eat is meat and what we drink is water. Then he made dua, Allahumma barik lahum fi ta'amihim wa sharabihim. Oh Allah, give them barakat in their meat, in their food, that is the meat, and in their drink, that is the water. Qal, faqala Abu al-Qasim, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then is the narrator of the hadith, Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, said that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, barakatu da'wati Ibrahim. This is the barakat of the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that they live very contently and very happily and comfortably. And in front we read more further that how the Kaaba Sharif also then got built when Ibrahim alayhi salam came at a later time, and with his young son Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, how they had built the Kaaba Sharif.